I'm Maria Dudzak, and today we are going to check in with the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition. I believe the Behavioral Health Task Force perhaps is our focus today. Joining us from Ketchikan Wellness Coalition, we have Shanetta Nielsen, and we are also joined by Birdie. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
And yeah, we wanted to talk a little bit about May Mental Health Awareness Month, even though May is now over. But we wanted to just kind of share a story and to recognize that bringing awareness to mental health is going to go way beyond May, that for individuals who are living with mental illness or experiencing mental health challenges, that is something that they live and deal with daily. And what we're trying to do, you know, our goal and our hope is to really just break down the stigma so that people are able to come out and talk about their stories and have more of a likelihood for seeking help.
And I think it also seems whether you have, say, a diagnosed condition or not, it's really challenging for people right now with their well-being and mental health, given everything that's going on in the world today.
Absolutely, Maria. And, you know, it's one in four individuals will experience in their life a mental health challenge. You know, I think right now, coming out of this COVID situation and just kind of everything that's going on around us, people are having heightened anxiety. So even folks who may not have a diagnosis and haven't experienced a mental health challenge previously are kind of on this cusp right now where mental health has come to the forefront. I think a lot of people are realizing that that's something that we need to focus on and give attention to.
All right. And you said you wanted to share a story this morning?
Yeah. So Birdie here from SAIL, who's also a member of the Behavioral Health Task Force, was going to share a story. Birdie, I'll let you take the air there.
Well, thank you, Shanetta. I'm really glad to be invited to this interview today, and I have no interviewing experience, so I will share I think everybody has a book or a story in them, and I have been able to find my voice and come through this I believe that I am transparent. And people that know me know that I am not shamed, even though there is no cure for mental illness. I'm trying every day to wipe out stigma and educate people through and give us new hope. I was traumatized as a child, and because of the abuse, I suffered severe depression. And there was no help available in Ketchikan at that time. And so it really showed up a lot in my schoolwork. I couldn't focus and as an adult, I was hospitalized several times. And I was diagnosed in 1974 with chronic paranoid schizophrenia. With major depression and started seeking treatment. They told me I'd be hospitalized for the rest of my life back in the 70s. And, of course, we all know that that's not the way that it's managed today. I've been managing my illness by taking personal responsibility for my choices. I always kind of wanted to blame everybody. Input and everything, but I needed to take personal responsibility, and that has helped me. I've been on a regimen of medications that I've been stabilized since the year 2000. I went through a period of time where they tried different medications, and it was just horror, you know, it just some real bad side effects, but I'm glad now to be able to say that I even call it my cocktail, but anyway, I wanted to let everybody know that community is important, and I feel a part of Ketchikan to my core. I just love it here. And in closing, I'd like to say that Mark and I co-facilitate a peer-to-peer support behavioral support group at SAIL. They've let us meet up there right now during the COVID-19. We're doing it telephonically. So anybody that would like to visit us could get a hold of me at 225-4735 and leave a message. And I will get back to them right away so that they know how to get access to our code and everything. So that's about, in a short version, about my struggle through mental illness. And like I say, I'm thriving. And, so it's just a great community. So that's me, Maria.
Let me ask you a question, Bertie. You mentioned that you tried, I guess, a variety of medications before you found the right thing. Can you explain that a little bit? Because I've heard people say, they kind of gave up because the medications weren't working, or they didn't want to go through trying many different ones, if that makes sense. Could you maybe explain a little bit about how you made it through that and then finding the right medication?
Well, I had about 7 different hospitalization periods where they tried several different medications, and they were really severe, and it just took time for them to work me down. I went to therapy for about 7 years, real intensive therapy. And they just, as the years went by from 1974 to 2000, the meds just kept getting better. And I think that everything is personalized. You know, what works for one may not work for another. And so I was just kind of a rabbit, you know. I just, was a testing ground. I think, like I said, I think that the medications nowadays and the help we have here locally really need to be applauded, because I am operating at my best level that I've ever done in my life, and I'm awake.
You also mentioned taking personal responsibility. Do you feel years ago that you really didn't do that? Like it was, you blamed other people?
Yes, exactly. I sure did. If anything bad happened to me, or if I made a really bad choice, I just would always blame the other person. Well, it's their fault. But what I learned was that I could move across the whole country and nothing would change except people's names and faces. And it caused me to look more within myself and find out, hey, what's going on? Why do I keep having the same issues, even though it's a new place? And so it was personal responsibility. And I just make better choices now, Maria. I lived life in the fast lane down south when I was in my youth, and it's so good to be back in Ketchikan. I was raised up here and was down south for about 40 years. But I came back, and I don't know why I ever left.
You mentioned the Behavioral Health Task Force, if people are seeking some help. Do you have other advice for people, maybe that aren't quite sure where to go or what to do if they are experiencing challenges and want some help?
Natalie, you want to speak to that?
Absolutely, yeah. I was going to say we do have resources here available in Ketchikan. I know that if you were to call in at Aquila, they're able to make referrals over the phone. And we do actually have a Ketchikan Cares crisis line, which is new, and it's a local crisis line that has counselors available 24/7. And that number is 225-2273. And that's for anybody who's experiencing depression, anxiety, thinking of suicide, dealing with abuse in their life, dealing with bullying. Anybody who is experiencing a challenge or they are in crisis is able to call that line. And that line is able to make referrals as well locally. So I encourage folks to reach out if they are experiencing challenges and don't know where to go, to give that number a call. Again, it's 225-2273.
All right, anything else that either of you would like to mention this morning?
I would just encourage folks to share their story and to come forward if they need help. You know, again, it's more common than we think it is. 1 in 4 individuals will experience a mental health challenge in their life, and there's no reason to feel shame in that. And we're going to continue to try to break down the stigma.
That's just all.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you both of you for joining us, or joining all of our listeners this morning. And thank you, Bertie, for sharing your story.